Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're tuned in to another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. As we face the issues, let me remind us that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for the instruction of righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is, mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So we base what we say, the issues that we face, on the Word of God, Scripture. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face some issues in life, each day we have differing issues. Some call them problems or difficulties. I call them issues. As we face them, we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a subject that I think most, if not all, need to understand. Some are already familiar with it. Some of you have not heard the issues. But we're going to be talking about the evangelical deep state. The evangelical deep state. And more specifically, we're talking about the battle for the Bible at the Southern Baptist Convention, the battle for the integrity, the inspiration, and the absolute authority of Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, over the recent several years, we've had a number of denominations. In fact, we've witnessed many denominations slide into the cultural abyss. We've seen denomination after denomination as they have become more and more like the culture rather than having the impact that they need to have, biblically speaking, on the culture. Many denominations have simply embraced the morals and the values and the priorities of the devolving culture rather than bringing the culture into the Word of God. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, today you can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413, join in the dialogue and the discussion. It's a very important discussion. It's a very serious discussion. It's a discussion that will have major rippling impact across the globe and across America in the denominational churches that this will affect. And if it affects the mainline denominations today, tomorrow, it will be the norm for all denominations rather than there being a few that still left that stand on the authority of the Scripture. What am I talking about, ladies and gentlemen? There's a battle over the Bible within the Southern Baptist Convention. We'll get into the details of that in just a moment. But what we're finding in most of our denominations today, no longer do they view drinking alcoholic beverages as a sin problem. It's just socially accepted. Notwithstanding, there's over 100 verses in the Bible that says that it ought not to be so for a Christian. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, most denominations today, no longer is marriage seen as between one man and one woman. Even though that's what the Scripture says, most denominations today are going along with the cultural norm. The cultural norm is there can be the bisexuals, trisexuals, multiple sexual, transsexual, LGBTQ marriages, et cetera, which is absolutely a stench in the nostrils of God, according to the Scripture. No longer is it believed that the Bible is inspired and inerrant, even though the Scripture says so. may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the major, major, major things within the realm of denominationalism today, that if you can deny the integrity of Scripture, if you can deny the inerrancy of Scripture, if you can deny or reject the inspiration of Scripture, then a church, a ministry, a denomination can do simply as culture does and seem to be embraced and accepted by culture. No longer is the pastoral leadership viewed as being in the masculine role as found in the Scripture. No longer are deacons to be men only. Many have abandoned the biblical teachings of the reality of hell. Many have abandoned the teaching of the reality of a personage called the devil. Generally speaking, ladies and gentlemen, most of our formerly mainline denominations have left the authority of the Scripture. That's the bottom line. If we embrace the cultural change, if we embrace the norms of culture, if we embrace the morals of culture, we are simply abandoning the truth of the Word of God. And therefore, we find the major battle in most of our denominations being a battle over the veracity and the integrity and the inspiration and the infallibility of the Scripture. For the most part, most of the denominations, including our churches today, are simply social clubs with some steeple affixed to the building that makes it look pious and spiritual. However, at least one denomination, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Evangelical Deep State, the Southern Baptist Convention. All this notwithstanding the facts that I have just mentioned, in multiples, if not most of our denominations today, at least one denomination, for 170 years plus, have stood, the denomination has simply been standing. They've stood on the biblical inerrancy and the scriptural integrity. That's for the most part. One of the problems within the Southern Baptist Convention, it's now the explosive issue, is due to they're allowing the moderates and the progressives and the liberals to remain under the umbrella and still call themselves Southern Baptists. But the Southern Baptist Convention is now in a battle for the very soul of the denomination. In recent weeks, perhaps you've heard, Dr. Paige Patterson was fired from the presidents of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And there were a lot of innuendos and a lot of unverified debates and or accusations made. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But I believe this was based on what I call trumped up charges, if I can use that term, trumped up charges. This, I believe, that where he has been fired, I believe it's a smokescreen to shroud the reality of what's about to take place. By the way, Southern Baptist Convention meets starting tomorrow, the 12th, and I think it goes through the 12th through the 15th. But ladies and gentlemen, the battle is raging, and it's over the integrity and the veracity of the Word of God. The battle is raging, and I believe this firing of Dr. Paige Patterson is a smokescreen for what they want to do during the course of this week in the convention moves, and I believe that it's as a result of the feminist anarchist and the Calvinist that's trying to take over the leadership role. Here's an article that says, claims against the former SBC seminary head refuted, Friday, June the 1st, 2018. Someone close to the situation is saying and presenting evidence that accusations against a recently ousted Southern Baptist Seminary president may be false. Amid accusations of covering up a sexual assault and other charges, not that Dr. Patterson was accused of a sexual assault, but supposedly back in 2003, when he was president of a Southeastern Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina, supposedly a young lady been raped in her dorm, notwithstanding the fact that she had two men in a dorm, notwithstanding the fact that she was put on probation for 2 years as a result of it, notwithstanding the fact that there was no proof and evidence. In fact, has one reports that she didn't even want the police called because it was she that was in the error and that made the problem that took place. But now there's evidence that says that some of these trumped up charges are simply not so. The I go on with this article. Amid accusations of covering up sexual assault and other charges, the school's board of trustees demoted the Southern Baptist icon to the position of president emeritus after it was reported that in 2003 he encouraged a female student at a different school not to report an alleged rape to the police. Patterson says he doesn't even remember meeting with the female student, presumably because she was president of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina, on Thursday. Ms. Coulter, C-O-L-T-E-R, the wife of Patterson's now former chief of staff at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, produced a letter from the victim that seems to confirm that it was Dr. Alan Mosley, not Patterson, who handled the North Carolina case. Mosley was dean of students at Southeastern Seminary at the time. According to Coulter, a similar incident at Southwestern reinforces the point that it's not like Dr. Patterson to excuse or cover up any assault. In fact, the woman actually asked the president not to call the police, and he said, "I must." And so he did call the police, and the police did respond. That's the one that took place then at Southwestern. Let me just further give you some statements from this article that I think is pertinent in setting the stage. This is part of this elongated article. There are factions in the SBC that have political agendas, theological agendas, cultural agendas. MacFarlane states, this is a pastor, MacFarlane, that's making this statement, Alex MacFarlane, a Christian apologist and former president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary in North Carolina. He said, and I quote, "I would be brokenhearted to think that an opportunity was taken here under the guise of pursuing truth, when in reality it was just an opportunity to leverage this great denomination for political ends." Gary Arnold, pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church in Texas, says a lot of people didn't like conservative direction in which Dr. Patterson took the denomination years ago. That same faction, he argued, applied pressure to the Southwestern trustees to terminate the 75-year-old, even though, in Arnold's opinion, the allegations against Patterson weren't thoroughly investigated or vetted at all. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing is the evangelical deep state. It is a shadow government of leadership within the convention that's causing these problems to rear its head, because during the course of this week, there's an agenda to replace the stalwarts like Dr. Patterson that took a stand. In fact, it was in 79, 80, and 81 that Dr. Patterson, along with one other major conservative within the convention, prevented the convention then from going rank liberal and allowing those that disbelieved in the inerrancy of Scripture and the inspiration of Scripture from taking control of the convention. And as a result of that, there's been the animus and the hatred from within and the divisiveness from within for years and years and years now, and it's finally boiling to a head. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said for the past 40 years the best thing could happen to the Southern Baptist Convention is let it split down the middle. Whether it's two ways or three ways. You see, there's the conservatives, they're the moderates, they're the progressives, and the liberals. In fact, the moderates and the progressives are both just terms for liberals. And that liberal group that doesn't believe the authenticity of the Word of God, they need to just simply go their way and let them divide and make a decision that the conservatives are going to maintain control of at least an element of it. Here's an article that says Southern Baptist leader Paige Patterson withdraws from delivering the convention sermon in Dallas. That was to be held this week. Patterson defends himself against accusations. He says in this, I quote, listen carefully, "For my words, demeanor, and sentiments are disposition to have been twisted to suggest the very antithesis to who I am really, and the biblical message I have presented for over a half century not only is crushing to me and my family, but also inevitably proves hurtful to others in the process. I have never sought to inflict hurt upon any woman or any man." Quote from Dr. Paige Patterson. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major difficulty, and Satan must be laughing up his sleeves, as the word would have it, simply because of what we see taking place in the cultural divide within the Southern Baptist Convention. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major problem, and that problem is that which I call the evangelical deep state. Here's an article that says, "Trustees who sacked Patterson handled it improperly. those trustees at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary who terminated Dr. Paige Patterson just a week after moving him to the position of president emeritus are being asked to step down. Accusations of Patterson's alleged mishandling of domestic abuse cases have dominated the headlines for weeks. But as more information comes in disputing those claims, the focus now has shifted to how the executive committee of the 40-member Southern Baptist Theological Seminary Board of Trustees handled the removal of the 75-year-old Dr. Patterson, one of the leaders of the conservative resurgence in the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. Tom Hartley, Hatley, H-A-T-L-E-Y, is pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church Global Outreach Center in Rogers, Arkansas, and a former board chair of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. Hatley argues that the executive committee failed to use traditional protocol that have served the convention well in past situations. Plus, they should have been more deliberate in the process. Quote, this article says, why move in a matter of minutes and then not produce the evidence, but just claim that it exists, and then take a vote immediately and announce it to be to the press, and then continue to repeat it to the press, it's done, it's done, it's done. That's just not the Christian way or the proper protocol for going through the most important decision in the history of the seminary. Hatley recommends that because the action of the seminary board chairman and the executive committee members resigned their positions. Quote, as a former board chairman, this is not the way that you come to the decision that brings about the type of unity that's needed for a school or for an agency to go forward and to be effective. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this article is condemnatory in relationship to the reality of what has taken place. I'm thankful that we see some of the conservatives within the convention taking a stand and calling it like it is. In this letter, Hatley states, I know there are more programs and initiatives in place at Southwestern that will be damaged by a sudden change in direction. He says, and I quote, the kingdom of our Lord would be best served if he is leading the school, speaking to Dr. Patterson, while proper investigation is ongoing. The future of the Southern Baptist Convention, he says, is up in the air. And he calls, this is Dr. Hatley, calls on the convention to pray and come together in love. He also says the SBC needs to look back at its heritage. Quote, some of these people who are now in some of our boards and agencies do not even believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. They do not believe in the scriptural application of things like the role of women in ministry. And that's what's dividing a lot of these changes, driving a lot of these changes. People who want women to be pastors and other leaders and have more liberal tendencies than in our history. That's a factor, he said. He further says, we need to stop heading in this direction and go back to being the conservative resurgence denomination. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better myself. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and we're talking about the evangelical deep state, that which is taking place in the division and the destruction of the Southern Baptist Convention as they meet this week, starting tomorrow, in Dallas, Texas. I pray that you will be in prayer for them because there's a major need for at least a denomination to have a principled stand on the Scripture. There are a lot of things that I have disagreed down through the years in relationship to some of the things that the convention has done. This is the reason I, on the outside, look in rather than trying to be operative from the inside, simply because I disagree with so much of what is happening with the liberals and the rancorness that takes place. It is simply operated as a political machine. I believe this is based on trumped-up charges, and I believe this is a smokescreen to allow the liberals to take control of the convention's presidency. Dr. Patterson was tried and convicted and sentenced and with no evidence and without any due process. This is much like the Obama deep state operating today. All the efforts to undermine President Trump on the false Russian narrative is all by the Obama deep state, the shadow government that's taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, just as we see that in society, we're watching it operative in the evangelical move that is taking place in the Southern Baptist Convention. Let's go to the very bottom line. Let's look at the very summary issues. Let's look at the real issue in this battle for the Bible within the convention. May I remind us, Ladies and gentlemen, the convention now has the conservatives struggling to maintain a biblicist position in maintaining scriptural authority. The conservatives in the attempt to maintain the inspiration of Scripture and to stand on that, to maintain the authority of Scripture, to maintain that the Bible calls for male leadership in the church. However, a major prominent Southern Baptist flagship that's brought in mega hundreds of millions of dollars for the convention, Beth Moore, the false preacher, she started as simply a ladies' seminar speaker, and they have elevated her now to being the major flagship for the feminist anarchist within the convention today. And her followers are demanding that the scriptures, that is in 1 Timothy 2, verse 11 and 12, which says women are not to have usurp authority over men in the church. And then in 1 Corinthians 14, 33, 34, and 35, simply they're wanting to simply ignore what the scripture says about masculine male leadership. There's a move within the Southern Baptist Convention to allow more and more women. There's already under the moderates within the convention and the progressives within the convention. They've been for several years now ordaining women and putting them in pastoral pulpit relationships and responsibilities in churches across America, which is a stench in the nostrils of God. Not that these women necessarily are bad people, but it's simply against the scripture. It's antithetical to what the Word of God says. And within the convention also, there's those who believe the LGBTQ group should be recognized. Ladies and gentlemen, there are those liberals within the convention who are pushing for the cultural Marxism, so-called social agenda, to be promoted. Therefore, the real battle is for the Word of God. The real battle is for the Scripture. Here's an article that says, and may I just read several quotes for it, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 401-1413. You still have time to dive in this dialogue and discussion. If it frightens you or saddens you or makes you angry, it should, simply because we're watching the decay and the dismantling and the destruction of the convention because the demonically controlled people within the convention that's wanted to bring in that which is antithetical to the Word of God. Here's an article that says, liberals may win control of the largest U.S. Protestant denomination. It's written by Alex Newman. Here's what the article says. Here's the real problem. The Southern Baptist Convention, America's largest Protestant denomination and a historically conservative wing of the Christian Church in the United States, is on the very verge of falling into organized progressive social justice forces and the anti-Trump activist, according to the media reports and insiders involved in the battle. One leading opponent of the scheme has been blasted what he described as the evangelical deep state, working to infect the church with unbiblical ideologies. The goal of these forces, listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's the crux of it. Here's the essence of it. Here's the fundamental problem that's now coming to an explosive agenda head at the convention this week. This article says, the goal of these forces dubbed neo-Marxist by some critics include softening and eventually quashing Christian opposition to homosexuality, the normalization of gender confusion in the church, promoting left-wing politics at a level of all levels of government, fueling constant obsession and august over race and gender, facilitating mass Islamic migration into the United States, and much, much more. And he goes on to say, most of the rank-and-file Southern Baptists remain oblivious to what is happening, according to the insiders. But the implications for the church, the culture, and the nation, and politics could be earth-shattering. I couldn't have said it better myself, ladies and gentlemen. That's the essence of what we see taking place. And the removal of Dr. Paige Patterson is simply a smokescreen. If you've ever watched any magicians do a magical act before you, what they're wanting to do is watch the right hand and not pay attention to what their left hand is doing. And that's the whole shadow government situation that's taking place here with the convention. This article continues to say, still the battle is not over. Critics of the controversial progressive effort to take over the convention are fighting back hard ahead of the annual Southern Baptist Convention meeting in Dallas, Texas, June the 12th and 13th. Among their other tactics, conservatives within the denomination are pushing a resolution that would strongly condemn the unbiblical and Marxist-based so-called social justice movement. According to the text of the measure, social justice, by definition, is based on anti-biblical and destructive concepts of Marxist ideology, end quote. The measure also says social justice activism should be considered evil and represents a vehicle to promote abortion, homosexuality, gender confusion, and a host of other ideas that are antithetical to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The resolution also cites the Methodist and the Episcopal denominations as a warning, noting that their membership numbers are collapsing following the embrace of so-called social justice. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a battle for the Bible. And here's the ultimate statement. This is about a five-page article. I've just read you two or three paragraphs. Here's a paragraph that I think must be understood. This writer says, "My fear is that if the progressives get control of the Southern Baptist Convention, Summit Pastor J.D. Greer is one of their guys." That's talking about J.D. Greer, 44-year-old pastor in North Carolina, that is an out-and-out Calvinist that they're promoting to be the president of the convention. The people in the heartland are going to start seeing this stuff infiltrating the literature, the bookstores, according to this writer. But by then, it will be too late, and these progressives will be running the show. At that point, the response will be too late, too late, too late. We need to let the people know. People don't know social justice was being promoted, didn't know that social justice was being promoted in some of our churches. They now know. Among other concerns, Arnold noted that the progressive focus in the SBC were pushing divisive far-left narratives such as white privilege, white guilt, social justice, sexual minorities, feminism, liberation theology, and other anti-Christian ideas. Also, the surface, some of these guys can't even look at conservatives, the Texas pastor said. But if you dig down deep, you'll find something else. The vote for the president at the upcoming annual meeting will be critical, Arnold said. Most conservatives and lifelong Southern Baptist stalwarts are hoping to elect Dr. Ken Hemphill, former Southern Baptist Convention Seminary president. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a battle that is raging. The battle will be played out this week in Dallas, Texas, with the Southern Baptist Convention. We're talking about the evangelical deep state. And ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, Satan is probably absolutely excited and absolutely delighted to see what is taking place today with this. Another article says, the enemy Satan is always trying to divide us and always trying to introduce evil and false doctrine in our churches. Rely on God's word alone, sola scriptura. It's not biblical, homosexuality, feminism, social justice, abortion, and transgenderism. It's not okay for churches to act like it is, because it is not. Ladies and gentlemen, the real bottom line is twofold. They're wanting to seat a Calvinist president. They're wanting to elevate social agenda, including embracing of Marxism, cultural socialism agenda, which includes the LGBT movement, the feminist anarchist movement, and possibly even wanting to elect Beth Moore. Here's an article that says, the case for electing Beth Moore as president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Despite two strong candidates, they're pushing for the possibility of the first female president for the convention, Beth Moore, which is a feminist anarchist. Ladies and gentlemen, pray and ask God to intervene and give victory for the conservatives in the meeting this week. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood. We look forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.